We're holding the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis, Omid Aleph, towards the bottom. We'll chazer again briefly the Yesoid, what it says over here, which is the Hemshech of the next Omid. The Gemara said, the Machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda learns around 15 lines from the top in Lamed Beis, Omid Aleph, that how do we know that Chomesh Tvilis and Asor Kiddushin, the Kohen Gadol is Tovel and Kaddish Boy Bayoim, we said Gmiralo. We know we halacha mesh Sinai that there is a mitzias of Tosef Vedi has a kasha. Why need a hilchson? Why need a posuk? So he says, if not for the posuk, you would say the five tefillos one after another. So the gemira law is just that there was five. But how do you know they're in different times that you do them? So minayin that these are the different times of chomesh tefillos and sorek kedushin. So Talmud Loimar, Reb Yehuda learns it from the posuk chov gimel. Chov gimel. In the beginning of Achim Mois, it says, Ubo Aaron al Olamoy, the push this big day abod. He removed this big day abod, which clearly defines that you have to have tefillah from big day Lovan to big day Zov. It says, Uposhat was big day abod. Ubavar la Kodesh. So it says clearly, when you remove the big day Lovan, before you put on big day Zov, you need tefillah. So Zog de Mora, Rabbi Yehuda learned it from where? Ubo Aaron al Olamoy, the push this big day abod, Rocht Psal Bemayim, Rocht Kodesh. From here we can deduce. Then when you go from Lovin to Zov, you have to have a tefillah. So Ton tefillah. So Mela, that's how we know that you have to have a tefillah. From Lovin to Zov. Rabbi argues. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi is about Plukta. Rabbi says, how do you know Chomesh Tefillah Zesol Kedushin that Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Babi Yoim? From Posik Dalad. Posik Dalad in the beginning of the parash, it says, Ksoin is bad Kodesh Yilbash. From there we see, there you go from Big Day Zov in the morning. In the morning, when you do the Tomat Shashach and the Keteris in the morning, you put on Big Day Lovan, Uvelovash, Big Day Lovan, Big Day Bad, all in the beginning, Posuk Dalad. So we see you go from Zov to Lovan, you have to have a tefillah. And how would you know the opposite? How do you know that you also, it's applicable from Big Day Lovan to Big Day Zov? We know you go from Big Day Zov to Lovan. That's you put on the Big Day Lovan in the morning. I don't know the opposite. Rebbe learns it from the pasuk that says Big Day Kodesh Heim. And all begodim have the same status. It doesn't make difference if you go from Lovan to Zov, Zov to Lovan. That pasuk says Big Day Kodesh Heim. Big Day Kodesh Heim. Big Day Kodesh Heim. You compare all begodim one to another. Zok digamaga, it's called Mishanim Avir Lavir Tone Tvila. Voim a big day Kodesh Heim, Huk Shakul Abgodim, Kulin Zelazer. And then the Gemara enumerates the five Avoidas, which we said already. Tomet Shashacha, Big Day Zov. Avir is Yoim, Lefnaib Lefnim, Big Day Lovon. Eil of Eil Om, which is out of order, Pazukhov Dalad, the Big Day Zov. Kafu Machd, which is Pazukhov Gimel, the Big Day Lovon. Tomet Shabin Abayim, the Big Day Zov. So now we're very good when it comes to the Maisa Tvila. Machlag is Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Is it Pasuk Dalad the Makar, and that's Megala on everything, Lovan and Zob, because it says Big Day Kodesh? Or is it Pasuk Chof Gimel, that's the Makar? And then we don't know yet the other way. We only know Big Day Lovan and Big Day Zov. We don't know Big Day Zov to Big Lovan. The Gemara is going to ask in the bottom of the Omid. Now the Gemara has a different question, meanwhile. Uminayin is called Tvila, Tvila Tzichah Shnei Kiddushin. Very good, you spoke about Tvila. How do you know the Kiddush Lofaneh and Kiddush Lacharel, which means 10 Kiddushin? Talmud Loimar, it says in Pasuk Chof Dalad, Uposhat, in Chof Gimel it says, Uposhat and Chavdalad it says Vrochat and then it says Velovash. So we learn the word Vrochat as if it's going on the Poshat and it's going on Velovash. Smack in the middle. Tamalama Poshat Vrochat Vrochat Velovash. That is the way we know two Tvilas. Now the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learns it from a Kavach Chomer. He knows two Tvilas. I'm sorry, two Kiddushin, not two Tvilas. How do we know two Kiddushin? From the juxtaposition, from what it's mentioned. Poshat v'rochat v'rochat v'lovash. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon learns this from a Kavach Chomer. The two Kiddushin know from a Kavach Chomer, as follows. This we got up to yesterday. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon from a Kavach Chomer. Umabe mokim shein ton tvila. Meaning, throughout the whole year, you don't need a tefillah midaraisa. The tefillah, like we said in Rabbi Yehuda, is only a schach tefillah, a reminder of Tumah Yeshana. Umam makim shein ton tefillah. Ton kiddush, you have to have kiddush because the posuk says, behedya. Rashi brings the posuk. It says in Shemois Mem, bevoyam alamoyed uvkivosom, elam izbeach yichatsu. You need a kiddush when you enter. Kiddush you need, even though tefillah you don't need. Tefillah is only a schach tefillah, a reminder Tumah Yeshana. So mabe makim shein ton tefillah. The whole year, Ton Kiddush, Mokim Shton Tfila, and Yom Kippur, we said, between the Avodis, you need Tfila. We just brought a Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. So, ain't it Din Shton Kiddush? For sure, you should need Kiddush. So the Gemara says, no. Imal halon kiddush echod. We just brought a pasuk in Shmoy's Mem. Over there it said, that's one time. How do you know you need two kiddushim? Afkan kiddush echod, maybe it's only one kiddush. Talmud loymar, ubo agnel oil moid, the pasuk is big de habod, ashelovash. This same pasuk of Chof Gimel that we said is the Makar of Rabbi Yudah for the tefillah, over here it says, ashelovash. Ashelovash is extra. Of course you're removing clothing that you wore. What else are you removing? Ashelovash is telling me, what else do you remove? It's coming to tell me, Ashelovash, you're comparing the pshita to the levisha. Ma levisha ton kiddush, just like levisha needs a kiddush, which we just brought a kavul chomer from. So af pshita ton kiddush, so to pshita needs a kiddush. The reason why it's two kiddushim is because you're comparing pasha to lovash, and because Ashelovash is extra in the pasuk. So ma levisha ton kiddush, af pshita ton kiddush.
Leader and Papa, they wanted to learn that the Levisha is Mechayiv, both Kiddushim and not the Pshita. The whole Makar for Kiddush, the base Kiddushim, is that one Pshita is Mechayiv and Levisha is Mechayiv.
You're talking about Mechlug's Remain Rabbonon? You're talking about
Yes,
Ahmed? Remain Rabbonon. Is it the two Levishas or is it the Pshita and the Levisha?
Levisha is Mechayiv too?
The Maskana, it's not. Is two mitzad the levisha?
Yeah, because there was their raya from the brisa. There were mere arguments.
The tchila, the first one.
Yeah,
the first one, the levisha is mechayiv. Or maybe you can learn that the pshita of a choyl is also mechayiv. It's possible you can learn that sugi that the pshita of a choyl is mechayiv. Mm-hmm. The hamina was there's no pshita because no pshita of choyl is not called the pshita. The maskon is the pshita of a choyl is mechayiv.
The new svara because that they bet some sparta misvara from the mishnah because big dechol is not mechayiv, and then Rapapa only told them you're wrong because. You could learn the big
dichol. I hear. Okay, we'll get back to that. I hear. Zok the Gemara is going to get back to this whole. What we said now is going to be an Omid Beis again. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Yudah. This is like Omer Mar. Some of guys even Omer Mar. Omer Rav Yudah. Minayin l'chomish tefilas vasol kedushin. Shetol yekoyin golam mekash babiyoyim. Rav Yudah shita was. How do you know the tefilas? Moses says ten kedushin also. But how do you know the tefilas? Talmud loyma ubo aron aloyim meid. The pasuk chov gimel v'rochas psora b'mayim b'makom kodosh. Now this is only teaching us that you're going into what? Because we're talking about over here that you push out the Big Day Abad. It says, you're removing Big Day Lov and you put on Big Day Zov. So we only know that you need a tefillah when you're going into Big Day Zov, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi, we said beautifully. It says, Big Day Kodesh, you makish one to another. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn it from Chav Gimel, it says you remove Big Day Lovin. That means when you're putting on Big Day Zov, you need it. How do you know the opposite? Mi Big Day Zov, le Big Day Lovin, mi Nayin. Zov, Di Gemara, Daf Lamed, Beis, Amed Beis. The way Rabbi Yehuda knows the other way too, that when you're putting on Big Day Lovin too, Zov, Di Gemara, Talmud Loimal, Tonet Ve'e Bishmoel, Kalva Choymer, Nu Kalva Choymer, Uma Big Day Zov. Big Dizov, we said, we know. You don't enter Lefnai V'Lefnim, Big Dizov. You don't enter Lefnai V'Lefnim. Still Tone Tvila, because that was where we said, Ashkon Big Dizov and Big Dizov, because it says the Posh had the Big Dizov on, the Big Dizov, and you put in Big Dizov, so you need Tvila, that's the first in the Posseh, Kong Trab Yuda. So Madach by Big Dizov, you don't enter Lefnai V'Lefnim. Tone Tvila, Big Dizov, which you nix in Lefnai V'Lefnim. Big Dizov, which you enter Lefnai V'Lefnim, which is more Chomer, and a Dinsha Tone Tvila. So the Tvila is Mikabal Chomer, that Big Dizov, for sure would need Tvila. So I'll tell you a pich on this. Ikel Mifrach, Mala Big Dizov, Shkain Kaparos and Meruba. After all, Big Dizov, the Kohen Gadol wears the whole year. So Drash in the top, Shemeshamash ben Koli Mois Hashona. However, Avodas Penim of Yom Kippurim is only a Mechapa on one thing. Ela al Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshov. So this is much more of a used thing. So that's why maybe needs Tzvila. But Big Day Lovin, yes, you go Lefnai V'Lefnim, but it's only for Kapoz, Tumas Mikdash for Kadoshov. So maybe you would not require a Tzvila. Ela, how would you know that it's also applicable when you put on Big Day Lovin according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the drush of Rabbi when it comes to Big Day Lovon. Big Day Zov, he tackles some Pesachov Gimel. You remove the Big Day Lovon, you put on Big Day Zov. How do you know Big Day Lovon? When you remove Big Day Zov and put on Big Day Lovon, from the same place Rabbi learns it from. What's Rabbi? Midirabi, Omer Rabbi, Minayin L'chomesh Tfilas V'Asol Kiddush Shetoyev Ben Kodesh Shetoyev Ben Kohen Gadol Mekadesh B'Yoyim Talmud Loimar K'soynes Bat Kodesh Yilbash. Over there it's talking about when you're what's it called? Ksonis bat kodesh yilbash. That means that when you're putting on big day lavon, ksonis bat kodesh yilbash. We're looking for Rabbi Yehuda. How do you know from big days off to big day lavon? Well, in the morning, in the shachar, you did the ketores shachar, you did the atavas aneres, you did the tomet shachar, and then the pasuk dalet says that you put on big day lavon. So we see clearly that from Zov to Lovon, Rebbe's drosh is Pasuk Dalet. Rebbe Yehuda agrees to Pasuk Dalet to Melamed that when you're putting on Big Day Lovon, from Zov to Lovon, that you have to have a tefillah. Zog demo nafka mida Rebbe. Omer Rebbe minayin l'chomish tefillah zasol kiddush tov amen koyin gol mekadosh boi biyoyim. Talmud loy ma ksoin is bat koydash yilbash. Holamadosh kol amishanim avay lavarish ton tefillah. Now, in Rebbe now we're going to discuss. Ashkon, according to Rebbe, mi Big Day Zov, Big Day Lovon, because that's Pasuk Dalet. Mi big de lovon, mi big de zov, mi nayin. So, if more, just like Omer Aleph, we first attempt to learn from a kal v'chomer. Tonet ve'ebi shmol kal v'chomer. Uma big de lovon, shein kaporos meruba. Big de lovon, the kapora is not meruba. Because after all, it's only for what? For tumas mikdash kadoshov, tune in tvila. So big de zov, shein kaporos meruba. The svar that we said on the top of the omer, we're saying not for carrot. Big de zov, it's kaporos meruba. You wait a whole year. Shmoyne begodim. So ain't a din stone tvila. So for sure it needs tvila. So that's my right that big de zov, from lovon to zov needs tvila. I'll tell you there's a pirch on this, like we said on the top of the omit, ikle mifrach, male big de lovan, shkei nichas ben lefnayv lefnim. Maybe only big de lovan needs tefillah because it's lefnayv lefnim. So the Gemara, and this was Rebbe's makar was both directions. Hanedek toni v'oimer, big day koy deshem, in Pasuk Dalet it says, when he wears the big day bad, it says, big day bad, yil v'shtonis bad yil v'psore, mikhle se bad, big day kodesh haim. What does big day kodesh tell me? Big day kodesh, that means both ways. Sai, when you put on lovin from zov to lovin, you need tefillah. And sai, also the other way. When you're putting on big day zov, when you go from lovin to zov, pasuk dalet is megala, according to Rebbe, that it goes both ways, and you have to have a tefillah. V'oim a big day kodesh haim, v'roch esbzor b'mayim, uleveshem. So, hu adin, when you're putting on big day zov, you have to be toivol. Then the Gemara, the Brisa of Fir Zois, like we said, what are the five avoidas? The Chomish avoidas saying, and repeat again, Tomet Shachar, Big Day Zov, which means Tomet Shachar, the Ketores in the morning, and the Hatovas Haner is Big Day Zov. Apostle Dalet starts off, Avoidas Hayoim, so the Soyer Pnim, and the Par Pnim, and the Ketores of Lavin Pnim is Big Day Lovin. Elov Elo Om, which Apostle Chav Dalet, which is out of order, back to Big Day Zov, which is Elov Elom, which is Musafin, and the Eloi is also called not a Avodas Kapora. Kafu Machta, which is Lavin Lefnim, which is Chav Gimel, is Big Day Lovin, and Tomet Shel Ben Abayim is Big Day Zov. Tomet Shel Ben Abayim is back to Big Day Zov. That's Tomet Shel Ben Abayim all the way after everything. Now the Gemara continues. According to Rebbe, now the Gemara continues. So we have Klaud Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe. Uminai, and according to Rebbe, which very nice we described the tefillahs according to Rebbe, but we never described the kiddushin. Uminayin, according to Rebbe, is called tefillah tzicha beis kiddushin. You have to have two kiddushin, one lefonel, one lachreel. That's what we understand right now. Talmud loymar from this pasuk chav gimel chav dalad. Chav dalad Rebbe never used yet. Chav dalad Rebbe uses four kiddush. Uposhat v'rochat v'rochat v'lovash. Meaning, Pasuk Chav Dalet is exclusive for Kiddush. He doesn't need Pasuk Chav Dalet for Tefillah at all, like Rebbe Yehuda used it. He used it only for Kiddush. The Hainu, it says V'rochatz between Poshat and Lovash. It's as if you need a Rochatz for Poshat, and you need a Rochatz for Lovash. Zog the Gemara, but Lamaise, this Pasuk is talking about Tefillah. Habit Tefillah Ksiv. So no, you don't need it for Tefillah. Im Eina Inyan LeTefillah, which you know already, according to Rebbe, you know it from Pasuk Dalet, and it says Big Day Kodesh Shem, two-way street. So the Nafkalem Big Day Kedush, that side zov and side big the lover need tefillah. Tineu inyan le kiddush. So pasuk chav dalet is telling me kiddush. Velovash verochatz uposhat velovash uposhat verochatz velovash, telling me that you need two kiddushim. Frag the Gemara, why is it saying in a cryptic way? Velicht rachmana beloshin kiddush. Let it take say kiddush and pasuk chav dalet. The kong to Rebbe. Hakamashvilon the gewaldige kiddush. The tefillah ke kiddush. That the tefillah is like kiddush, and that's why it says beloshin tefillah. Ma kiddush b'makom kodosh, just like kiddush has to take place b'makom kodosh, af tefillah b'makom kodosh. Now, just like tefillah has to take place b'makom kodosh, af tefillah b'makom kodosh. Now, what does it mean? Kiddush has to take place b'makom kodosh. So, one way to understand would be simple: kiddush is in a klisharis, is in b'makom kodosh. As a matter of fact, klisharis is only mekadosh b'fnim. Klisharis b'chutz not mekadosh. The kira is b'makom kodosh. That's one way, but that's not what Rashi learned. That's not the pshat. But rather, the pshat is The pasuk says behedya that the kiddush is b'makom kodesh. Zok Rashi, makiddush b'makom kodesh k'chsev bo b'makom kodesh, because it says clearly in pasuk chav dalet, back to chav dalet, v'rochatz as b'sora b'mayim b'makom kodesh. What's the word b'makom kodesh telling me? That the kiddush has to take place b'makom kodesh. That's the word. In the Avodis Yom Kippurim, the Kiddush Yom Kippurim, state b'makom kodesh, Zok Rashi. K'siv b'makom kodesh. Av tefillas habayis machmas mechalfis hayoyim. So too, when you change throughout the day in the tefillah, b'makom kodesh, it has to be b'kodesh. Avol tefillah yishoyim, I'm saying that first tefillah be said in choyl. Lo yalfas minei, to lav deraisi. The first one is taka, not from there, and that's taka b'makom choyl. But the reason why tefillah has to be b'makom kodesh, in beis ha-palva, lafuki the first one in beis ha-maim, is because the kiddush, we're comparing it to kiddush. And kiddush is b'makom kodesh, because it says in the pasuk by Yom Kippurim, b'makom kodesh. Now, the Biskarov in Sefer, in the Kuntres, and Yuma, he says that l'chayra, why can't you learn from the kiyur itself? The kiyur itself, like we just described, is b'makom kodesh. Klisharis on the mikadosh b'makom kodesh. The klisharis is a klisharis, is kodesh. And it is b'makom kodesh. The tzayshonim daf lamed alav on beis sesor behedya. He says, ein kiddush ela b'fnim k'domar kadesh b'klisharis b'chutz or b'klichol b'fnim v'ovad avadas p'sula. Klisharis on the mikadosh b'fnim. So that's why it's b'makom kodesh. That's the definition of a klisharis. B'makom kodesh. So why do you have to come out to Avodah Zarah Kippurim where it says b'makom kodesh? It's true, but why do you have to come out to that? Zok the Biskrov a big yisoid, and he says that there's two types of kiddush adayim raglayim. There's a kiddush adayim raglayim that takes place throughout the year, and there's a kiddush adayim raglayim that takes place on Yom Kippurim. And be yisoid oid the different lomdusin, the two types of kiddushin. And he says as follows: the kiddush that takes place throughout the whole year, that's a kiddush to be machshe the koyin to do the avoida. Without the kiddush, you cannot do the avoida. You need a hooks to be hookser to do the avodah. You need a kiddush daimak laim. You have to enter. You can only do with the kiddush. Only muksha identifies the kiddush. Masha enkein yom kippurim. You're ready muksha after the first. You're ready mekudish. You did a kiddush daimak laim. So it can't be that the kiddush of yom kippurim is machshim laavodah. Rather, the kiddush of yom kippurim is a whole different word. It's miseder avodah. The kiddush of yom kippurim is nishta. A hechsher that you're doing in order to do the avodah because you're ready mekudish. You already did five. After the first, you ready mekudosh. So what is the kiddush? The kiddush is miseder avoida. Miseder avoida sayoim. And his raya is the last kiddush. The last kiddush, you're not doing an avoida. It's over. You mekadosh yourself when you push the big kiddush and you're done, you go home. So it can be that it's in order to be machshir for avoida. Because there is no avoida. So we see clearly that kiddush of Yom Kippurim is miseder avoida. And Memela, that's his biggest story that he says, the Hainu, we take learn it from the Kiddush of Yom Kippurim, because the Andri Kiddush, it's a ding Kiddush that we say the Avoida, and not the Kiddush that's machshi you to do the Avoida. There's kas on this, there's rise on this, but this is a lot of raid on this Yisoyed of the Biskarov.
The first tefillah wasn't the rise
of the Yerachamash Yisoyed, the 5 tefillahs. You have to be eyeing in that, because Rashi is going clearly in Rabbi Yehuda that it's only Yisrach tefillah. So that's why it's Rabbono. I, Halacha Moshe Sinai. I'm just saying, Tosfos says that the Halacha Moshe Sinai and the Psukim are not mitli toli zebezeh. Tosfos says you can have a Hilchsa and you can have Psukim. One, you need each one for separate things. So it could be you have a Hilchsa even though you don't have the Psukim part. Yesh lain. Al Kaponim. So we explained very Geshmak according to Rebbe. Zog de Gemara. So we explained according to Rebbe why you need two Kiddushin. And we explained because why. Because today in the kiddush, pasuk of dalet. Why is it not say b'loshin kiddush? They tell me the din of tefillah ki kiddush. Makiddush makom kodesh, tefillah makom kodesh. V'Reb Yehuda, so very good. We explained Rebbe, but Reb Yehuda we never explained yet. How do you know two kiddushin? Pasuk of dalet needs for tefillah. Zog demal v'Reb Yehuda kiddush menole. Ein chenami, he learned big day zov and big day lovin. He learned big day zov from Rebbe and big day lovin. He learned for chav dalet. But Lamais, he needs chav dalet for tefillah. You don't know kiddush. V'Reb Yehuda kiddush menole. According to Rebbe, chav dalet we said is extra because he learns everything in pasuk of dalet and big day kodesh and megalot zov and lovan. But according to Reb Yehuda, he never learned kiddush. You need chav dalet. V'Reb Yehuda kiddush menole. Zakdu moron nafkele mit Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. He learns it from the Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon's kavul choyim and omer aleph. Uma b'mokum shein ton tefila. Meaning, throughout the year, you need kiddush to pasuk and shmoyz, ma'am. Mokum sheton tefila, meaning on Yom Kippur between avoidas and edin sheton kiddush. That's one kiddush. How do you know the second kiddush? The Gemara said, Ashelovash. You have a hekesh. Ashelovash. Then you makesh pshita to levisha. So that's a no two kedushin. So that's a Reb Yudah knows two kedushin. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Chisda. Ho the Rebbe mafka midra meyer. Meaning, Rebbe that says that you makadesh lifnei and achre tefila. Right now we're assuming it means lifnei the tefila and achre the tefila is mashma that you do it when you're not lovish begodim. How else do you do lifnei and achrei? Lifnei and achrei. That means you're not lovish begodim. Ho, the Rebbe that says you need two tefillas from where? From poshat v'rochatz. V'rochatz v'lovash is mafkim in rameyu, mafkim in rabbonon. We had machlokes from Meir Rabbonon on daf lamed aleph amid beis. Going into lamed beis amid aleph, that what? That where do you have the 10? Do you have it that the first one, actually it's a mission daf lamed aleph amid beis. The rameyu shita is that you do it when you're dressed. Remeya Shita clearly is in the mission daf lamed dalad amid beis. Remeya says that poshat kiddush yodo v'raglov, and rabbonin say kiddush yodo v'raglov poshat. Oh, there's a machlokes if the kiddush is before the pshita or the kiddush is after the pshita. The first kiddush, the second kiddush. Remeya says that it's when you're dressed, taka. So zok di gemara ho the Rebbe is mafka. Omer Rav Chisda says, "Ho de Rebbe, mafkim de Rameo, mafkim de Rabbonon, mafkim de Rabbonon. Why? Dilu Rabbonon Amri kshu lavush mekadesh." He says that before you push it, the first tefillah, by the first kiddush, he says you do before you get undressed. Clearly, in the Mishlam Daldon Beis, kshu lavush mekadesh. V'iu Amayin Rebbe says that the kiddush rishon is kshu poishet mekadesh. It says you push it and then you roichet, so you push it you mekadesh when you orum. Umafkim Rameyer, and he's also not like Rameyer in the Kiddush Sheni, because in Kiddush, yes, in Kiddush Rishon Rameyer says when you push it, you mekadesh. But in Kiddush Sheni, he says when you lovush. Umafkim Rameyer, dilu Rameyer, omahach Kiddush Basra, kshu lovush mekadesh. Vi omak, kshu posh mekadesh. We're assuming right now, Rav Chisda says that Rebbe clearly does it between the Pshita and the Levisha when you are not dressed. So it's not like Rameyer, not like Rabbonin, not like Rameyer in the second Kiddush, and not like Rabbonin in the first Kiddush, that both say you do it when you're dressed. Enter the Gemara. Omer Rav Acher by Yankov wants to answer. Hakol Moedim, Sai Rameya, Sai Rabbonon, and Sai Rebbe. Bekidush Sheni Shaloi Vishvach Mekadesh. The Kiddush Sheni is when you're dressed. My time to Omakro, Oy Vegishtom El Mizbeach. It says Vegishtom El Mizbeach. All you're lacking is a Maisa Gisha. Misha Enem Chus El Gisha. You're only lacking a Maisa Gisha to come to the Mizbeach, and not a Maisa Levisha. So it's clearly that everyone agrees that you're doing it when you're dressed. Yotzazeshem chutzel levisha v'gisha. Now the Gemara finishes. Omer le Rav Acha b'rei de Rove le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'rei de Rove said to Rav Ashi, loy Rav Chizda islei de Rav Acha. Rav Chizda, the one that said that Rebbe is not like Rameya and not like Rabbonim, because Rebbe clearly says it when you're not dressed, is not like Rav Acha. Rav Acha that says that everyone agrees that you'd say it when you're dressed. Because if you're going to say that Rav Chisda holds Rav Acha, then it won't be 10 kiddushin, it will be 15 kiddushin. Why? Loi Rav Chisda is Rav Acha, veloi Rav Acha is Rav Chisda. That what? The im came, because if you're going to say that if you hold like Rav Acha, that according to Rebbe, you do it when you're dressed. Akha. Rav Acha said, Hakomoydem bekiddusheni, shalovash v'acha mekadish, you wear it when you're dressed. The im came, havelich chamesa kiddushin, the 10 that we enumerated. And then the lefnei v'lachero, and then another 5 that you do kshulavush. So if you're going to count, if Rav Chisda is going to hold the Rav Acha, that everyone agrees that kshulavush mekadesh will end up being 15 kedushim and not 10 kedushim. So it comes out maskonas ha-gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the ma'ase tvila is learned out from pasuk chav dalad, big days of. That means when you put on big days of, you remove the big day lov and big day ba, and you put on big days of. How do you know big day love on? That you know from Pasuk Dalet like Rebbe. How do you know Kiddush? Kiddush you know from a Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer we said, my mom, Mokim Shein Ton, Tvila Ton, Kiddush, Mokim Ton, Tvila and Dunch Ton, Kiddush. How do you know two Kiddushim from the Pasuk Ashalovash? Ashalovash telling me that you makes Pshita Levisha. That's Rebbe Yudah. And according to Rebbe, he learns that the Tvila you know, learned side big day Zov and side big day love on you from Pasuk Dalet. Why? Because it says big day Kodesh Haim. So you need a Maisa Tvila. And how do you know Kiddush? The whole Pasuk Kav Dalet is extra. The whole Pasuk Kav Dalet is extra to tell me between that Poshat V'Rochat V'Rochat V'Lovash to tell me they need two Kiddushim Taka. And that's how he Taka knows it. Now, like we said yesterday, that I think Rebbeinu says that what's this whole yesoid that you change over big delov and big dezov? What's the hagdora? When is the big delov and big dezov? He said anything. The Rambam's lashon is avodis hayoyim is mechayiv, but it's not just avodis hayoyim because musafim is also avodis hayoyim. It's avoid amechaperes is mechayiv. Plus, when you go lifnayv lifnim, avoid amechaperes is taka the sorry pnim the par pnim. Avoid amechaperes is taka the toys lifnayv lifnim. Masha enkein when it comes to the other things. We big dezov the hainu the eil of eil om. That's not avoid amechaperes. It's avoid hayoyim, but it's not avoid amechaperes. What's the vort avoid amechaperes big deloven? That's a mon roshona in kategas nasanega. You need the kapora for the eagle. So avoid amechaperes has to be big deloven. It can't be big dezov. Then there's another exception when you go lifnayv lifnim lohitzi kafu machta. But that's not an avodah mechaperes. But that's a special din. Ubo aron b'zoyis yovah aron lekodesh, and it says in pasuk dalet big day vad. So big day loven the lefnayv lefnim gufa is mechayev big day loven. We'll stop over here by the two dots. Heavy let's atomit v'kotzoi.